This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This is The World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras, joined by John Morrison. John Morrison is a podcast host and the host of Culture Cypher Radio on WXPN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. Every month, he joins me for the Culture Corner, connects the dots for us across all different genres of music. John, how's it going?
I'm good, Raina. How are you?
I'm good. What have you brought for us today?
Okay, so this month actually marks the 35th anniversary of a record that I think is one of the most significant albums of the 1980s. It's Soul to Soul's Club Classics Volume 1, which was released in 1989. It actually came out in the States under a different name. It was entitled Keep On Moving. And this album, for me, is significant. It's kind of like a meeting point between R&B, hip hop, pop, reggae, and dance music. It's all this stuff mixed together, and it reflects this kind of eclectic sensibility that runs through all different kind of strains of Black British music in particular. And you really get to hear all of these different sounds play nicely together on this record.
We're a sound system, an amalgamation of good dance music. There's three of us from the north side and two from the east. And through our style, you know, people just came to recognize us as the Funky Dreads.
So that's a bit of Soul to Soul Jazzy's groove from their album Club Classics Volume 1, turns 35 years old this month on World Cafe. Talking to John Morrison about that record, tell us about Soul to Soul and how they got started.
Well, Soul to Soul has always been kind of like a collective with a revolving cast of members, more so than a strict band kind of thing, right? The group was founded by Jazzy B from the tune we just heard, Jazzy's Groove, aka Beresford Romeo, who's a DJ and producer from London. And before Soul to Soul started making records, they actually started out as a sound system playing warehouse parties all around London.
Okay, so for folks who might not be aware, could you explain what a sound system is as it relates to Soul and to Black British music?
Yeah, a sound system in this context is a DJ crew with a mobile speaker setup, essentially. In Jamaica in the 1940s, DJs started building these massive speaker setups, you know, tops, mids, big bass bins, and they would perform and play music at outdoor parties. So in England, in 1948, they passed a law called the British Nationality Act, which extended citizenship and a right to entry to people from British colonies, notably Jamaica. So for the next few decades, you saw a wave of people immigrating from Jamaica into England. And of course, they brought the music culture along with them. So you have Jamaicans coming into England throughout the 50s, 60s, 70s, and building and playing these big sound systems throughout England, the same as they had done in Jamaica. So you can trace any form of contemporary English music. I'm thinking, you know, drum and bass, grime, garage, all of that stuff can be traced back to Jamaican sound system culture. And I couldn't find, speaking of Soul to Soul, I couldn't find any recordings of them performing as a sound system. Everything I could find was the music that they made in the studio. But I did want to play a recording from Josh Aka Sound System, who's one of the most prominent sound systems in England. They were active around the same time when Soul to Soul was active as a sound system, just to give folks an idea of what this music sounded like as sound systems were performing it.
So that is the sound of Josh Aka Sound System live in London in 1989. On World Cafe, I'm Raina Duras, joined by correspondent John Morrison on the Culture Corner today. He's digging into an album turning 35 years old this month called Club Classics Volume 1 from the British collective Soul to Soul. What can you tell us about Soul to Soul and the Africa Center?
Yeah, speaking about Soul to Soul and this back history that they had before they became a group releasing records when they were working as a sound system, they would perform at a venue in London called the Africa Center, which was founded, I think, in 64, 65, like sometime in the mid-1960s. And Soul to Soul would throw these legendary parties there. And from all accounts, you know, the people who attended these parties, musically, they were playing a mixture of, you know, really diverse music, some funk, soul, reggae, jazz, just a colorful mixture of different genres. And if you think about that DJing aesthetic, that kind of broad, open format style of DJing, Soul to Soul really took that approach and applied it to the records that they would make. So you have an album like Club Classics Volume 1, which has a little bit of house music in it, a little bit of jazz, a little bit of funk, reggae, soul, hip hop, all of this different stuff. It was really the music on this record reflected the broad range of music that they were playing at these warehouse parties and at the Africa Center.
So the next song that you're going to play for us from the album is Keep On Movin'. What's the deal with this one?
Yeah, Keep On Movin' is a classic. The beat is hip-hop, is firmly rooted in hip-hop. But the song also has this soaring string arrangement. It kind of reminds me of something that Barry White or Norman Whitfield would have produced for Motown in the 70s. And the message of the lyric is optimistic. It's a beautiful tune that really nicely combines a Black American sensibility with a Black British sensibility. And these cultures, you know, along with Jamaica as well, these cultures have been talking to each other through music and art and culture for a long time. And I think that this song, like a lot of the records on Club Classics Volume 1, epitomizes that multicultural dialogue.
It's Keep On Moving, Soul to Soul on World Cafe. Just heard Soul to Soul, Keep On Moving on World Cafe. My name is Raina Duras. John Morrison is here for the Culture Corner talking about Soul to Soul's 1989 album Club Classics Volume 1, which was released in the States as Keep On Moving. You referred to Soul to Soul's music as a meeting of Black American, Black British, and Jamaican music. So how were they received in the States when Club Classics Volume 1 or Keep On Moving came out? Did people get it?
Yeah, definitely. It's an interesting thing. When this record came out, you know, Keep On Moving, the single, was a big hit in the U.S., especially on black radio. And, you know, I think it resonated, obviously, because it's a great song. But I think that it was also due to the fact that Soul to Soul and the music that they were making were the sum of these influences that American audiences were very familiar with. So, like I mentioned before, you know, the drums were hip hop, you know, on this record. The vocal was R&B. The strings were kind of 70s Motown or Philly International. You know, the perspective was British. Their parents' generation, you know, the black British parents' generations had probably come from Jamaica. So they had that British and Jamaican perspective, but they were cooking with very American ingredients, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that they had a formula that made a lot of sense to Americans and fans of black music all around. So yeah, a lot of these records really did well in the States back when this album came out.
We're going to hear the biggest song from Club Classics Volume 1. Even if you're listening right now and you're like, I don't really know Soul to Soul, you probably know this song. John, what can you tell us about Back to Life, However Do You Want Me?
Yeah, the soundtrack of my childhood, right? Back to Life, this record was everywhere when it came out. Karen Wheeler's vocal is so powerful and distinctive. The arrangement is gorgeous. It's funky. It's dramatic. It has these dramatic strings on the arrangement. It's just a powerful song. It still works today. You know, I a lot of the songs that we talk about and the music that we talk about on these segments, I think about them through the perspective of a DJ. So, you know, Back to Life, to this day, I could take a pair of turntables out, you know, on my block right now with speakers and play Back to Life, and people will dance and it'll resonate. So it's a classic to this day.
Turn it up. It's Back to Life from Soul to Soul on World Cafe.
Back to life, back to reality, back to life, back to reality.
From their debut album, Club Classics Volume 1, released in the States as Keep On Moving, came out 3.5 decades ago this month in 1989. That was Soul to Soul with Back to Life, However Do You Want Me. I'm Raina Duras. Been talking to World Cafe correspondent John Morrison about that album today on the Culture Corner. Looking back 35 years later, what is the legacy of Club Classics Volume 1? How did Soul to Soul influence music?
I think primarily, Soul to Soul was a huge influence on a future generation of DJs and producers in England, right? But the music that they made also hit here in the States, as we've been talking about. In the 90s, Black American music didn't really have an equivalent of like Britpop or like a modern British invasion. That dynamic didn't really happen in black music as it did in like alternative rock, quote unquote. But in a way, Soul to Soul was that. Also, bands like Loose Ends, the Brand New Heavies to a lesser degree. But Soul to Soul was really the one musical export from black British culture that resonated with black American musical culture in the 80s. And this album reflects a lot of the things that Americans were familiar with and the people around the world, you know, knew hip hop, R&B, all of that stuff. But it came from a very unique perspective. And, you know, like a lot of the music that we talk about and play in these segments, Club Classics Volume 1, I think, helped bring all of these different aspects of music and culture just a little bit closer to one another.
Like we say at the beginning of this segment every time, you connect the dots for us. So thank you for doing that. I always feel like I get an education during these segments. John, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
John Morrison is a podcast host and the host of Culture Cypher Radio on WXPN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. He joins me every month for the Culture Corner. I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sell without needing to code or design. Just bring your best ideas and Shopify will help you open up shop. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR. This message comes from NPR sponsor, State Farm. If you're a small business owner, it isn't just your business, it's your life. Whatever your business might be, you want someone who understands. That's where State Farm Small Business Insurance comes in. State Farm agents are small business owners too, and know what it takes to help you personalize your policies for your small business needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.